President Biden may have a new FCC pick, but yet an additional pick may need to be found soon. And enforcement sends a stern warning to a Pennsylvania homeowner about his security cameras.
REC, FCC Today, BG Bradley.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Friday, May 19, 2023. According to a report from Bloomberg, President Biden may have a choice to fill the fifth seat on the Federal Communications Commission. According to Bloomberg, President Biden intends to select veteran government lawyer Ana Gomez to serve on the FCC, which will temporarily break the 2-2 deadlock that the commission has been under for the past 2 years. Gomez's selection may be announced soon, said a person briefed on the matter who declined to be identified. The White House declined to comment to Bloomberg. Gomez has had past experience at the FCC, and from 2009 to 2013, she was the Deputy Assistant Secretary at the NTIA, leading policy on international telecommunications and satellite spectrum, as well as efforts to expand broadband access. Recently, she has been in private practice. According to the National Hispanic Media Coalition, Gomez would be the first Latina to sit on the FCC since 2001. Biden's previous pick, Gigi Sohn, withdrew her consideration upon pushback from members of both parties, who stated that she was too extreme to the left. She was staunchly opposed by the Fraternal Order of Police because of past statements about law enforcement that were made while in the capacity of her former employment. The 3-2 majority on the commission may be short-lived, though, as the 5-year term for Jeffrey Starks will end around the end of the year with the conclusion of the first session of the 118th Congress. Starks was a Democratic appointment made by former President Trump. His term was supposed to end January 30, 2022. However, the term was extended until January 3rd, 2024. Unless the Senate can confirm yet another nominee in time, the commission could go back to a 2-2 deadlock next year. The FCC has issued a citation to Luis Martinez of York, Pennsylvania, for operation of wireless security cameras on 2.5 gigahertz, which were causing interference to licensed T-Mobile operations. On June 8, 2022, responding to an interference complaint by T-Mobile, agents from the Enforcement Bureau's Columbia, Maryland field office went to York, Pennsylvania. Using direction-finding equipment, EB was able to identify that the unauthorized transmissions were emanating from Martinez's residence. On June 15, 2022, after agents traced the interfering signals to surveillance devices located in a tree near the rear of the Martinez residence, EB issued a warning letter to Martinez. EB would later share a video that was provided by T-Mobile with Martinez with information on how to adjust his system to prevent interference with the mobile network. On October 12, 2022, agents returned to the Martinez residence after further complaints by T-Mobile. While Martinez claimed to have made the adjustments, the interference continued. 5 days later, agents returned to the residence to conduct an on-off test. The test confirmed that his devices were the cause of the interference. In November of 2022 and February of 2023, agents returned back twice to the residence and confirmed that the surveillance cameras at the Martinez residence were still causing interference. The Enforcement Bureau takes these types of interference claims seriously as they can prevent access to 911 services. Continued unauthorized use of the equipment could lead to forfeitures of up to $23,727 per day and up to $177,951 for any single act or failure to act.
FCC Today.
FCC Today, the podcast, is available from Podbean and the iHeart app, and is also available at the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Remember to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel for more fresh content coming soon. Up-to-the-minute FCC releases and Media Bureau application activity is available at fcc.today. This has been a production of REC Networks, a leading voice for a diverse dial. Always on at recnet.com, recnet.com. I'm Michelle Bradley, SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist. Thank you for listening. REC.